Benton Country Hams, still a favorite in the South. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. On their annual fall tour, the Tennessee Young Farmers and Ranchers visited Benton's Country Hams, a highlight of the day.
We are always delighted to show people how we do this. We'll take them on the tour of our facility and try to show them what we do. But I also try to educate them about how to use the ham. Customers come in. Lots of folks have never seen anything like this, but various schools, UT likes to bring their students down to go through. Various agriculture students come through, but we're always delighted anytime we get a chance to show what we're doing. It's different. Little kids like to see it because they've never seen anything like this before.
And that was Alan Benton. He took over the business from Albert Hicks in 1973. Benton says that in the beginning, he took advice from Hicks and the UT Department of Food Sciences. Combining those two sources helped him turn the business into a successful operation.
I became government inspected in 1978. And ever since, we've been simply trying to hone the process to make a better product. We're trying to make the best country ham and the best bacon that we know how to make. We decided most people were trying to cure more of them. We decided to just try to cure better hams. And I think that strategy has worked for us.
Today, Benton's hams are shipped all over the United States, including several five-star restaurants. However, customers still come into the home store to buy a ham or bacon for dinner and to see what curing hams is really all about. Benton says showing people how it's done is his part in keeping a slice of history alive.
It's just it's a way of life that is disappearing. When I was a young man, practically every family had a couple of hogs, and everybody would butcher hogs around Thanksgiving, and it was a way of life. It's very much disappearing even here in the South.
And Benton Hams is located in Madisonville, Tennessee. Have a great day, and join us tomorrow on the TRN.